Rob Dickinson joins us live. For years, he led the Catherine Wheel, and when that band broke up, he promised a solo album within months. Well, 5 years later, we have Fresh Wine for the Horses. Here's a performance of a song from that album, Oceans, Rob Dickinson.
As far as I can see, you and I are valid. Times for all we know. As far as I can see, you already bear the scars of love. These are the loaded words, spoken in coded terms. If spoken at all, necessary. Tell me what you need. What's it gonna take to make you love me? Flowers on flowers, love and devotion. Hours and hours staring at ocean.
As far as I can tell, you are well. You're still running from the arms of love. Love is a loaded word, spoken in coded terms, spoken at all. I'm outside your tower, baby.
Flowers on flowers, love and devotion. Hours and hours, staring at ocean.
But someone's come through true. Like an ocean.
Ocean's a perfect word, spoken in perfect terms. It's spoken at all. I'm outside your tower, baby. I can set you free.
That is Oceans, and that's where Rob Dickinson's new solo album, Fresh Wine for the Horses, began. What's the time frame? Now, if that was the first one, how long ago?
2002, that was written.
Wow.
Yeah, it took a long time, this record. Everything about this record seemed to take a long time. And to be honest with you, I worried about that initially. I moved to New York in 2001 and was kind of thinking about making a record, but wasn't too hurried about it. But most of the songs were written by in a space of 18 months, really. And then I moved to Los Angeles to make the record with David, who's playing guitar with me today. He produced the record.
David Rolfe.
David Rolfe. But even that process took a long time. We were kind of interrupted, and it was very much a studio album. It wasn't a live performance record.
Now, it's interesting because, of course, Catherine Wheel, a band, but it wasn't necessarily a democracy. Was there a difference in how...
It was a democracy, yeah, in the best sense.
So that's got to make a lot of difference in how you approach making music, because this is not only do you end up making all the decisions, you're kind of responsible for them too.
Yeah, I mean the great thing about being in the band was that, having subsequently met other musicians and other bands and seen how hard it is for those guys to keep it together. I mean, we were blessed and extremely lucky in that we were four individuals who spent time with each other very effortlessly, and we all kind of knew our role in the band, and there was no real tugging and of the reins of power, if you like. Everyone knew what their role was and was happy with it, really. So I did end up making a lot of the creative decisions in the band, but I think it was, I wouldn't have been able to do that without the extreme support of the group, and I knew they were on my side, So this wasn't really a huge leap of faith for me. I was in kind of familiar territory coming to make this record.
We should also state that when you needed guitars, folks from Catherine Wheel are on this record.
Absolutely, yeah. And so, there's actually two songs on the record which started off as Catherine Wheel songs, which I kind of resuscitated and screwed around with a little bit, and which is great. The band is on the record, which seems very fitting to me.
Well, we talked a bit about My Name Is Love, so perhaps we should do that one.
Sure.
My name is love. That's My Name is Love, Rob Dickinson, and this great band. Rob, you should say who's playing here.
Yes, David's playing guitar, and Kevin McKeever, our fine, fine keyboard player, is helping us out with our harmonies and our Hammond and our piano.
It's funny, at the end of the liner notes, you say it was emotional, and there is so much emotion in all these songs. Have you been performing them a lot already? I mean, what's it like to conjure this up every night?
As I said, it was a studio record, and the songs had never really been performed, and they're kind of they're starting to be born live now, yeah. And they're taking on their own shape a little bit. And it's interesting. We're taking it step by step, so we're starting kind of quite modestly and acoustically, and hopefully going to build it up into something a bit more epic as the months go by, but it's
but it all depends on you putting them across, and
yeah, that's the problem.
So we've latched right onto the official problem.
You've cut to the marrow of the bone.
There is a cover on here. It's Warren Zevon's song. How did that end up being recorded?
I saw Warren during his last few months on the earth, when he played on the David Letterman show just a couple of months before he died of cancer, for anyone who doesn't know, and had a terrible battle with cancer, but it was massively brave and massively inspirational in many ways. And I thought, I saw him on Very Frail, just did a couple of songs on Letterman a couple of months before he died, and it was just fantastic, just incredibly moving, incredibly poignant. And this song Mutineer, which has this line, "There ain't no room on board for the insincere," it just resonated with me, and I thought, well, these songs are of me. I mean, they're rather revealing. They're kind of obviously quite personal songs, and there comes a point, I think, if you're a songwriter, where you just can't worry about how you're going to be perceived and how it's going to be accepted and whether it's going to be fashionable or whether it's going to fit in with what's going on. You just have to do what you need to do, and you've got to be honest. And I think all the best rock and roll music has been honest and has a sincerity to it. And I think as long as you stick to that principle, you'll find some connection with music listeners, I think. If it was one thing I wanted to be with this record, was sincere and be true to myself and how I was feeling as an individual during the period I was writing the songs. And that line from the Warren Zevon song really resonated with me, and I thought I should I'd love to have a go at it. And that's why it actually appears on the record twice, and comes back again at the end of the record.
Yo ho ho and a bottle of rum, hoist the mainsail, here I come. There ain't no room on board for the insincere. You're my witness, I'm your mutineer.
Mutineer. Rob Dickinson is our guest, and what do you guys want to finish up with?
We're going to finish off with one of the funkier things I've ever done. Thank you.
a sound. Keep bringing one another down. Keep fooling everyone around. Fade away your beauty. Keep saying what you wanna say. Keep swimming on a summer's day. Fall down, there's another way. Bathe away your beauty and feel your way. Caught on chains of hope. There's nothing sweet to eat. There's nothing sweet. Keep filling in another sound. Keep bringing one another down. Keep fooling everyone around. Bathe away your beauty. Keep saying what you want to say. Keep swimming on a summer's day. Fall down, there's another way. Bathe away your beauty.
That is Bathe Away. I was really wondering how you're going to approximate the orchestra in there and everything that is on this CD, but it really worked quite well.
Kevin's very, very versatile.
Amazing. Rob, thank you so much for coming by, and congratulations on the work on this.
Thank you very much, Dave. It was a pleasure.
Rob Dickinson is my guest, and we shall return in a moment here on the World Cafe.
Thanks again to Rob Dickinson for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed that. And if you are looking for Rob's new album, Fresh Wine for the Horses, you can find it at our World Cafe CD store on your web browser at worldcafe.npr.org.